you to join me every Friday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific as we decipher the live music listings, put sounds to the names we see on those show posters, and otherwise become slightly more hip to the events happening in our city. Keep that knob right at 107.1, or you can stream the show live or later at xray.fm. That's Alive with Pleasure, Friday afternoons from 2 to 4 on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio's yours. You're listening to the Head East Show. It's Commodore Theodore with you tonight, 7 to 8, for all special, all Japanese rock set, heavy Japan, mostly from the 70s, I think. Maybe a couple from the 60s, maybe a couple from the 80s. See what happens. This one goes out to Lou. He's nested up in Tokyo. And, I think last week he wanted to hear some heavy Japanese. I didn't have it. And so this is all part of special themes for all those donors who contributed to the P2P campaign, supported X-Ray, all the donors out there, whether you contribute to P2Ps or not. Thank you so much for keeping this little station going. Means so much. So beyond Japan tonight, we're going to have Finland, Ohio, Swana. We're going to go from the Swana region, Southwest Asia and North Africa at some point. And Finland is going to be in there too, and Italy. So those are ones you're going to hear the next few weeks. And they're special mixtapes for special donors out there, but for all of us to enjoy. So let's keep things going right now. I'm definitely going to get into this band, Creation, which also started out as Blues Creation, and Carmen Maki and Blues Creation at another point. And then Felix Paparaldi joined it at another point. And so got so much. There's going to be some repeats maybe here and there because it's just too good and too varied as far as bands go. But we'll keep things going right now. This is Takeshi Teriyoshi. And this is his band, the Blue Jeans. It's a tune called Nambuzaka Yuki no Wakare. And after this, let's see, we're going to hear from the Mops after this. Let's enjoy. Kick back. X-Ray. Let's head east.
愛を持ってゆく誰かが愛を踏みにじる弱い小鳥は恐ろしく目くらになって夢を見る何にも見えないその中で真っ赤なバラが咲き誇る君を連れて行く誰かが君を傷つける弱い小鳥は悲しくて目くらになって君を
la pluie. Together we were one. Honey, you cut me loose. Now I'm crying. I couldn't believe my eyes that you are gone. Yes, you'll be gone.
気持ち悪いから。
あー、カープの最終戦が来たよ。
いいんだ。
触れちゃうじゃない
Yeah!
Too much. It is too much. That was the band Too Much off their album Too Much. A tune called Grease It Out, 1971 off their debut. If you're just tuning in, it's all Japan series, heavy series tonight to give back to those who gave to X-Ray this past fundraising. So special themed episodes these next few weeks. This one's Japan. Before that, we had Ghetto doing the tune Ghetto off the album Ghetto. And that was 1974. I don't think it was live. I think they put in like some live kind of clips, maybe from their shows or something like that, in between, kind of dubbed in, which was done in a lot of places. I think that the name refers to like, I guess like anti-Buddhist or... kind of like hetero-orthodoxy, kind of like Thinking Different was the kind of name of that band. Before that, we had two from the band Blues Creation. The first one before the Ghetto was 1971, same year as that Too Much. Carmen Machi blues creation. And 1971 on that. And that was a tune called Understand. And that same year, Blues Creation did this super heavy album. It was their second, and it was called Demon and 11 Children. Their first album, I think, was 69, and I'm not as big a fan of it. It's kind of more like a psych, a little more mellow on this. But Demon and 11 Children, it's a pricey one, but it's so heavy and just so good. And that was a tune called Just I Was Born. Off that one there. Now, they ended up shedding the name Blues Creation and just became Creation, and did, I think, at least two albums. And then Felix Pappalardi got involved with them from, I guess, Cream Fame and Vanilla Fudge. And he's also in the Devil's Anvil, which I play on this show. Great, kind of like Eastern rock in your face band. And so he got really into them. It probably isn't time to play all the Creation stuff tonight, but their first one after this album, Blues Creation, they covered King Crimson, they covered the song Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath, House of the Rising Sun. It's mostly just kind of blues covers, so I haven't looked closely, but I wonder if there was like a personnel transition or things like that, or just kind of capitalizing on the tunes at that time. And then before that, we had The Mops, and that was a tune called Blind Bird from 1969. And we started things off with Takeshi Teriyoshi and his Blue Jeans. And he was a surf guitarist who was making music since, I think that tune was 72, but he was making music since the 50s. And he was an electrical engineer, and he, I think he worked at the docks. And I don't know what he did, but he worked at the docks, and he would just kind of busk and got enough money together to get his first Telecaster. But he would try and learn from American musicians coming through town. I think he got his first banjo from Earl Scruggs and played with Les Paul, some others, maybe Chet Atkins, I think, as well, too. And he actually, the echo pedal you hear on that, he actually created that pedal, that own circuit. So he was making his own pedals and kind of bringing them into his sound. And so he was kind of doing a surf thing that was really beyond everything that was happening in the West, I think, at that time. Okay. Well, text lines 971-220-KXRY. Appreciate all the texts coming in. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to Lincoln out there. Everyone listening, my Swana listener wants to hear more from that coming up in the weeks. I really appreciate it. This one goes out to Lou listening from Tokyo Live right now. And let's keep things going here. I want to play Flower Traveling Band, and it's a band I played on the show before. It's a tune called Hiroshima. And you know, listening to this song and its kind of profound impact, let's not forget that 13 Hiroshima's worth of bombs have been dropped on Gaza since the beginning of October 7th, 2023. So kind of extra significance here. But after that, it has Joe Yamanaka singing lead vocals on this. And just a bit about Joe, because we're going to hear from his solo after the Flower Traveling Band. He had a 3-octave voice, and he demonstrates all of it if you know Flower Traveling Band. Super heavy, I think, proto doom of all the proto dooms out there. And he was born in a brothel. His mother was a prostitute, according to his bio. And he was a boxer in his teens. He did a lot of work, did a lot of stuff boxing for a while. And then he did some acting, and it was from his acting that people said he should be in music and play. And that's when he did a couple of blues bands in the late 60s, and when he was acting in some movies, and then joined Flower Traveling Band, and then went on his own. His career, he seems like he was kind of keeping track of Bowie in the 70s a little bit, at least by album art and some of what he was doing in his 70s work. We'll get to more of that later in Hedy's shows. But he, in his 80s, he got really into reggae, and he just did almost exclusively reggae, like in the 80s and 90s. And his father was rumored to be from Jamaica. He never knew. So he did work with the Wailers. Died in 2011. But before he died, he did about 20 years of all this humanitarian work all around the world, doing a lot of great stuff for some Japan development organizations. So major props to Joe. All right, let's hear Joe singing on Hiroshima, and then we're going to hear him solo after that. Keep the text coming in. Love what I'm hearing from you out there. Let's head east.
Thank you. idle